You're with SBS Radio.
Já se perguntou como envelhecer com saúde sexual? De acordo com a mais recente pesquisa sobre sexo na Austrália, casais em um relacionamento geralmente fazem sexo menos de 2 vezes por semana, enquanto aqueles com mais de 60 fazem cerca de 1 vez por semana. O urologista Dr. Michael Lowy diz que enquanto nossa fisiologia pode mudar com a idade, ainda existem muitas maneiras de aproveitar a intimidade sexual.
We're looking at more pleasuring, not looking at, you know, like the mechanics of having great sex like you used to. We're looking at intimacy, improving time together, and pleasuring each other. And that may involve different sorts of sexual activity or maybe what one did before. And often it will be different. It won't be the same like it was in the past, but it will be just as pleasurable.
E com a taxa de divórcio crescendo, a conciliadora de relacionamento e terapeuta sexual Mary Silver diz que pessoas idosas estão também relatando mais casos de infecção por doenças sexualmente transmissíveis.
Most couples who are in the 50s and 60s now, they were on the pill when they were young. I mean, they never used condoms. And now, these days, when they sort of start having, intercourse again, then they forget that it's not getting pregnant, but lots of people these days have STIs. So before they know what happened is they go to the doctor and they found out, being told at age 55 or 60 that you have an STI, and it's extremely embarrassing.
Conforme o corpo envelhece, a menopausa pode afetar a libido da mulher e, consequentemente, a experiência sexual. Silver diz que, por experiência própria, ela lidou com esses sintomas fazendo reposição hormonal.
When you don't take hormone replacement and you just sort of have to put up with all the symptoms of menopause, you also don't feel like sex that much because it's not pleasurable.
Alguns homens podem ter disfunção erétil ou baixa libido. Dr. Lowy diz que, em regra geral, há uma queda de 10% no poder de ereção dos homens a cada 10 anos depois dos 45 anos. Segundo o médico, ao enfrentar problemas sexuais, é preciso considerar se tem a ver com a questão fisiológica, médica ou de problemas no relacionamento.
What we see in couples, very classically, is what we call desire discrepancy. Sometimes it's the female who loses desire, and sometimes it's the male. You know, the stereotype is that the woman doesn't want to have sex when she gets older, and that's not true. Often it's the guy who has that issue. And that's not necessarily erectile dysfunction or low libido. It may or not be that.
Barreiras psicológicas podem entrar em jogo quando somos confrontados com problemas de imagem corporal. A sexóloga de Brisbane, Jocelyn Klug, diz que esse é um desafio comum para muitos.
Although we might have always been very pedantic and critical of our body, and I think what's really important is to be able to accept that part of aging and be able to identify parts of your body where you can feel proud of it.
Quando o amor e o desejo começam a desaparecer, Klug sugere renovar a paixão, criando espaço para mais intimidade.
Things like spending some quality time, having things to look forward to. You know, I often get couples to create a list of things that they would like to do, and their partner adds to that list things that they would like to do. And then I encourage them to take it in turns in picking an activity, and both people go to that. No one complains or looks at their watch. You know, the joy comes from knowing that their partner's getting a real buzz from that.
Nem todo mundo fica confortável ao falar de sexo, mas como sexóloga e terapeuta de relacionamentos, Klug recomenda que haja uma discussão aberta sobre suas necessidades e desejos.
You know, I just want to stress the importance of couples connecting on an emotional level. Otherwise, you know, it just becomes very mechanical. Because if we can't talk about sexuality or how much we miss it or how much we want it, then we're left making, you know, assumptions. And very often we make assumptions and then react in a certain way. And I think being able to check in with your partner and being able to bring up that subject, because I have no doubt that both people are thinking about it.
Klug diz ainda que não há idade para sentir prazer sexual.
No, you're not going to get the erections that you did in, you know, in your 70s or certainly not what you did in your 20s. And that's just part of life. But it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy whatever pleasure, whatever that looks like for you.
Jason Matias de Sydney para SBS em português.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.